There are too many Northwest wine grapes and not enough demand. It started with vineyards overplanting, then came COVID. Tasting rooms and restaurants closed, events canceled. Now, as correspondent Danny King reports, vineyard managers and wineries are being forced to think creatively to save 2020's bumper crop.
This is a Northwest wine tasting on Zoom.
We always seem to get that little bit of dustiness in this wine.
Yeah, definitely.
That we talk about from Red Mountain.
In the pandemic shutdown, winemakers like Charlie Hoppus are looking to virtual tastings and wine clubs to make sales.
No, I can't remember it ever being like this.
It's so bad, several winemakers who work with Hoppus have told him they're just skipping the 2020 vintage.
I think it's going to take, you know, 4 or 5 years for a big correction to kind of happen.
Just up the hill on Red Mountain, Dick Boucher inspects his drip irrigation. The black tubing runs along the rows and precisely drops water at the base of each vine. The water makes tiny pools that reflect the morning light. Boucher says the problem starts here with a glut of wine grapes.
You know, I've been farming for 40 years and I've seen this happen a few times, not this dramatic.
Boucher grows some of the highest value grapes in the state, Red Mountain Cabernet. But several wineries that Boucher usually grows for have canceled their orders, leaving his valuable grapes hanging on the vine. Boucher estimates there are nearly 10,000 surplus acres of grapes in Washington state.
I always thought I was in a pretty secure place we sell to 50 different wineries. Well, all 50 of them are kind of struggling.
Where much of the Northwest is awash in wine grapes, too much spring rain in Oregon has created a shortage of Willamette Valley's famous Pinot Noir grapes. Eugenia Keegan heads Oregon's Jackson Family Wines. She says with fewer sales due to COVID, having a lean harvest isn't such a big problem.
So this is a really lovely balancing of nature right here. I think we'll be at a perfect equilibrium.
Back in Washington, even the biggest players are getting a bit crushed. St. Michelle Wine Estates is one of the U.S.'s giant premium winemakers. Kevin Corliss is St. Michelle's VP of Vineyards. He says this year, the company paid its Washington growers to drop fruit on the ground.
We had 100% of them respond by doing things that reduced their crop and enhanced the quality.
At Long Shadows in Walla Walla, Gilles Nicole and his team are bottling a 2018 Merlot, but there's uncertainty about this year's wine.
What's difficult is right now, we don't know how long COVID's going to be with us. I know that it's there for, you know, definitely there, and we have to react to it.
The grape glut is forcing some wineries to think in terms of lower price point second labels, wines that can drink quick instead of age in the barrel for 3 years. And that may be a silver lining for wine lovers looking for pandemic deals. So consumers might watch for some bargain-priced, high-quality 2020 reds, rosés, and whites.
Cheers. Cheers.
I'm Anna King on Red Mountain in Washington State.